Why does James differentiate between two types of wisdom?
In James chapter 3, James mentions two different kinds of wisdom. One is earthly and unspiritual, it comes from the devil. The other is heavenly, it comes from God, and it yields abundant fruit of peace and joy in the lives of the people who receive it. There's kind of a question as to why James might do that. Why contrast two different kinds of wisdom? And James is the Proverbs of the New Testament. In the book of Proverbs, you don't get a contrast between two kinds of wisdom. In Proverbs, you get a contrast between wisdom and folly. So that raises the question, why would James do this kind of interesting move to contrast two kinds of wisdom? And my hunch is this. In the book of Proverbs, you have parents teaching children. You have a mature group teaching a group of people who know they're not as mature as the teachers. James, contrasting two kinds of wisdom, seems to be assuming an audience in which all his readers would want to be known as mature and wise. They would want to say, yes, we have wisdom. And James seems to be going with their argument and saying, okay, have it your way. You're all wise. But some of you, you're getting your wisdom from the devil. You're getting your wisdom from the wrong source. And you need to turn from that kind of wisdom to the kind of wisdom that can only come from God, the kind of wisdom that comes from heaven. And so then James shows, you know, this worldly wisdom that comes from the devil, it manifests itself in your relationships. It's going to show up in all kinds of envy and discord and strife as you relate to other people. The wisdom that comes from God is going to do just the opposite. It's going to produce harmony and love and peace as you relate to other people. So James contrasts these two kinds of wisdom and says, you know what? Everybody wants to be wise. Not everybody wants to reflect true wisdom in the way they treat other people. And so James is pointing us right back to this wisdom that comes from God that's going to have a powerful transforming impact on the way that we treat other people every day.
James talks about two different kinds of wisdom in his book, which is often about wisdom, the book of James is. And when he speaks of wisdom, he speaks of a wisdom that is from above, that is a holy wisdom that is wise and understanding. And he speaks of another wisdom, which he calls a wisdom that is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. And when he describes that second kind of wisdom, he talks about a wisdom that is jealous and it seeks its own self-ambition. And we can think of people in our lives who have a kind of earthly wisdom, a wisdom that has managed to help them succeed in life, a wisdom that's enabled them to accomplish their ends and their ambitions. And that's accomplished their purposes, but often has injured other people in the process. And so James contrasts that kind of wisdom with a wisdom that's from above, that is pure and peaceable and gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And all of those things have a lot to do with our relationships with one another. And so we see that this wisdom that's from above is primarily one that's oriented towards loving our neighbor and the royal law.
In chapter 3 of James, he differentiates between two types of wisdom. This is actually something wisdom teachers do. They compare things. They say, this is what the life of the unrighteous looks like. This is what the life of the righteous looks like. This is the wicked. This is those who believe in God. And they'll do these kind of polar opposites to compare things. So it's a literary tool to make things clear, to impact his readers. Paul also, by the way, compares two types of wisdoms. He talks about wisdom from God, heavenly wisdom, which is foolishness to the Gentiles. It's actually shameful to the Gentiles, a stumbling block to the Jews. So he compares two types of wisdoms as well. He's doing something different there. James and his focus is on conduct. Okay, so in James chapter 3, he says this, "Who is the wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom." And so he uses that language of wisdom to talk about the way we conduct ourselves, our lifestyle. And in that section, his focus is primarily upon not how you spend your private time, not how much Bible reading you do, but how you behave in social contexts. So the wisdom that is from God is kind, it's peaceable, it's merciful. It doesn't get bent out of shape when somebody treats you badly. But the wisdom that is demonic is always argumentative, quarrelsome, it's divisive. So he's really concerned there with how you behave in social context, how you behave at church, how you behave among the Gentiles, among the unbelievers. That's his focus. And the reason he compares them along two angles is to show you the results of folly in your relationships. What will folly do to your friendships, to your conduct, to your relationship with those around you?
I think James does a great job of pointing out the difference between quote-unquote worldly wisdom and wisdom that's from God. I think there's a temptation when we have a lot of education and knowledge to equate that with being wise. But the thing that he talks about here in chapter 3 is really you can recognize both kinds of wisdom, whether it's worldly wisdom or godly wisdom, by the fruit of it. For example, who's wise and understanding among you? This is chapter 3, verse 13. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such quote-unquote wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. But then he goes on in verse 17 to talk about the wisdom that comes from God. And again, it's not measured so much by theological degrees or how big the words are that we use. He says it's first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. And so keeping in line with James's idea of be a doer of the word and not just a hearer, is he applies that in wisdom. And he talks about not just peace knowing, but peacemaking, taking that knowledge and applying it in relationship with other people. That's where wisdom is really seen.